This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The conditions are ideal for Queens County to become a local food powerhouse, just like the Annapolis Valley. Members of the Queens Garden Club heard on Thursday evening that the area's temperate climate and natural biodiversity are two big factors in its favor. The club's Mary White says it's time to devote some resources to harnessing that potential.
We want some green initiatives here in Queens County. We have some very lovely spots that they could go in, and that not only could it help with things like food security, it could help with our economics. Okay, there's no reason why everybody should go to the Valley and not go here. We have the same resources and we're able to do the same sorts of things.
About 30 people gathered at the Thomas H. Rattle Library in Liverpool to hear how that might be done. The Garden Club invited Dale Richardson and Matthew Roy to talk about an innovative solar-powered and geothermal greenhouse project in Shelburne. The Community Garden and Food Share Association of Shelburne County got a $142,000 grant from the Nova Scotia government in April. When the greenhouse is built, it will produce thousands of kilograms of fresh produce year-round for the community to help combat local food insecurity. Richardson is a municipal councillor in Shelburne, and Roy is co-owner of Coastal Grove Farm in Upper Port Latour. That's Canada's only certified organic tea grower and the country's only certified saffron grower. Roy's farm is also the largest commercial vegetable producer in Shelburne County. He said communities in southwestern Nova Scotia need to start thinking seriously about becoming food independent.
Nova Scotia in general only has 3 days of food in the province. We only produce 9 items in the province, 100%. The rest of it has to get imported from other places. I think it's really relevant to be thinking about, where is our food coming from? And do we have the local production?
Roy said that with only 19 registered farms in all of Queens County, there isn't enough capacity to put food on the shelves if disaster struck.
And what has happened in Shelburne, I think, would be really beneficial to have that replicated up and down the southwestern shore.
Milton resident Kathy Chute said she's impressed with what they're doing in Shelburne.
I'm jealous. I think we could do it here, no problem. And maybe even up in Milton, you know, that unused area by the swimming pool. We could put a nice greenhouse in there.
White says farming could be as big an industry in Queens County as forestry and fishing.
This area in particular was more about forestry and fishing, that sort of thing. And really, they just let other people provide the food for them. And now it's time for us to take that resource back. But it's time for us to look at another natural resource that we have, and that is our outdoor space. And people really want to come here and see what we have. The biodiversity is phenomenal. I think that it is the wave of the future for our area.
You can follow the Community Garden and Food Share Association of Shelburne County on Facebook. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.